George W. Bush meets with illegal aliens to promote amnesty, snubbing angel families. By John Binder on March 30, 2022. Former President George W. Bush met with illegal aliens this week to promote his amnesty and legal immigration expansion agenda, snubbing angel families who have lost loved ones to illegal alien crime in the process. On Tuesday, Bush and former First Lady Laura Bush met with illegal aliens Gerardo Casas, Rebecca Garola, and Dip Patel, all of whom are enrolled in former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals (DACA) program, as well as mass migration advocates from Jewish Family Service of San Diego and the American Nursery and Landscape Association. Specifically, Bush touted his efforts over the last year in lobbying Republicans in Washington, D.C. to work with President Joe Biden on not only passing amnesty for illegal aliens but also expanding legal immigration levels beyond the 1.2 million green cards and 1.5 million temporary work visas given out to foreign nationals every year. "This is an issue that is dear to our hearts. Most people realize the system is broken. And most people want to solve it for the sake of our security, our economy, and our culture," Bush said in a statement. TikTok, for example, "We have all these young talented people who want to create jobs. But it's hard to create jobs when you are unsure of your future," he continued. "And reforming the worker program will relieve a lot of tension at the border." Angel families told Breitbart News that they have never been asked to meet with Bush about the impact illegal immigration has had on their lives. Angel mom Agnes Gibney, whose 29-year-old son Ronald Da Silva was killed by an illegal alien in 2002 while Bush was president, said she is tired of the political establishment's catchy and pretty phrases surrounding the issue. "Where were the Bushes when my firstborn and only son Ronald Da Silva was murdered by a previously deported criminal illegal alien? Where was the concern and compassion for my family, who legally immigrated to the United States?" Gibney said. "The fact is, our immigration system has grossly neglected Americans and legal immigrants," she continued. "I challenge the Bushes to meet with me, face to face, and give me the same amount of time as they have given illegal aliens." Bush nor anyone else besides President Trump ever invited angel parents to meet with us, said angel mom Sabine Durden Coulter, whose son Dominic Durden was killed by a twice-convicted illegal alien. "I did, however, get kicked out of Nancy Pelosi's and Kamala Harris's office with the threat of getting arrested by Capitol Police." Cheryl Windland, a close family friend of 39-year-old father of two Corey Cottrell who was killed by an illegal alien in 2019, told Breitbart News that Bush's meeting with illegal aliens is a slap in the face to angel families. "I've never heard of any president, past or present, that has met with our families except for President Trump," Wendland said. "I'm disgusted by so many things about the Bush family, but I can't say I'm surprised. I honestly wish more elected American officials cared as much about their constituents as they do about illegals." Angel mom Marianne Mendoza, whose 32-year-old son Brandon Mendoza was killed in 2014 by an illegal alien, said angel families have never been invited to meet with the Bushes because inviting us to meet would be acknowledging that illegal aliens kill innocent Americans. As Breitbart News reported, the George W. Bush Institute, the Chamber of Commerce, and the billionaire Koch brothers' network of donor class organizations have banded together to form the Alliance for a New Immigration Consensus that is currently lobbying lawmakers in Washington, D.C., to provide amnesty to illegal aliens and increase legal immigration levels. Those demands fly in the face of what an overwhelming majority of Republican voters support. The latest Gallup polling reveals that nearly 7 in 10 Republicans want overall immigration to the U.S. reduced, and the number of swing voters who support cutting immigration has increased 13 percentage points in the last year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.